Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, a veritable treat of technological goodness delivered to your ears in one audio dollop. Coming up this week, you voted for them, we dished them out, yes. No expense spared. Roll out the red carpet, dig out your tux and book the limo. It's Garmin's T3 award time. We'll be finding out who went home clutching a Perspex gong and who cried into the arms of a PR girl all night. We've all been there. The touchscreen Nokia Tube is here, Chris has, except it's now the 5800 Express Music. Catchy, eh? And listening to us on an iPod, bad news. It's destined to become as anachronistic as a transistor radio. So says Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. And that's not all he had to say. Oh no, more on that later. But first, let me introduce my co-host. Yes, it is. It can't be. It can. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Hello.
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 Are your intros getting longer or what?
That was quite a short one, I felt.
That felt long. That it wasn't good. It was great.
Thanks.
But it
thanks.
Just felt longer than usual.
Okay. And also sat beside us is Chris Smith, our producer, who's coming to the studio to talk about the 5800. We'll get to him in a bit. But Duncan,
once again, he's not the lovely Chris Smith.
No.
Only Ree gets that particular...
You're carrying a torch for her, young man.
Well, you know, Ree and I, we go a long way back. Duncan.
She certainly goes a long way back when you come anywhere near her.
I've noticed that. Anyway, we like you to vent at the start of each show, lest you bottle everything up and blow the mic later on.
Mm.
What's been the hair on your toothbrush this week?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's been the hair on my toothbrush this week. This is something that I've gesticulated about, is that the word? That's not the word at all, is it? But spoken about anyway before. And it's the way that people just completely go flying off the handle in when they're dealing with people in an electronic medium, be it email or message boards. You know, slightest provocation, it's, you know, you mother fondler, go and flange yourself, you big sod-faced poo master.
Have you been hanging out on forums again?
No, I've been having on forums. I got sent an email last week about this very podcast.
Ooh. Well, that's something.
And it was a complaint. And that's fine, because we did make a mistake. But it's just the way that people go flying off the handle accusing you of all sorts.
Now, this could be one of several things. Was it about the Nokia Tube?
You calling it the wrong thing?
Yeah.
He did mention that, but it was more...
was this a list?
The DSi, we said, and obviously slip of the tongue, that it had two 0.3 megapixel cameras, and it's actually got one 3 meg and one 0.3 meg. But we were just talking about it having two cameras. It was mentioned in a fleeting split second, the number of megapixels.
A decimal point can make such a difference.
It can. Well, then, basically, this chap phoned in, and we apologised to you, sir, for the mistake that we made, but it really isn't necessary to accuse us of lying and of somehow trying to rip you off, because we're not even trying to sell you a DSi, you see. So merely pointing out the error would have been sufficient.
But I'm glad that someone...
And you know who you are, listener, if you're listening again.
Well, it's good to keep us on our toes, and accuracy is important, of course, on the T3 podcast. Our production values are of the highest.
Exactly. But it was a slip of the tongue and not a lie. And he also said, it was very misleading. But it obviously wasn't that misleading, because he knew it was a 3 and a 0.3.
So. I just blame shoddy research.
Yeah. Poor enunciation.
Yes. Good.
Was to blame for that.
Okay, well, any other mistakes you spot, please do email. Our postbag is always bulging. Now, last night at the Intercontinental Hotel on Park Lane, London, I think I got that right, and across the world via a live webcast, James Jimmy Nesbitt announced the winners of the only gadget awards that matter. We speak, of course, of the Garmin T3 Gadget Awards 2008, an event only matched in its gadgetry munificence by the scale of the after awards party.
Yes. Your links are already long this week as well.
It goes on. Now, we could have waited for all that to happen and let you know who snogged who under the coffee table and who swung from the chandeliers in little more than their birthday suit. However, fearing for Duncan's state of health and mind post-award nights, we've decided to head into the studio ahead of the awards night. But since you lot will be hearing this after the last gong's been handed out on the big night, we can steam open the envelopes early and reveal the winners right now.
Yes. That'll make a lot of sense to anybody listening tomorrow when the awards will actually have taken place. But
basically, this is pre-recorded, but it'll go out after the awards. Sorry. We're coming to you live from the studios.
Live from the awards, where twinkling-eyed Irish charmster James Nesbitt will be announcing the lucky winners.
Yes. I once had a run-in with Jim Nesbitt.
Really? That's hard to imagine. Hard to imagine him having a fight or argument with
somebody. Well, it wasn't quite that. We were at an Audi do, and we were being chauffeured to some London club, as you do.
Yeah, quite.
And he was hanging out the back of his chauffeur-driven Audi A8, and I was in the back of my Audi A8 with a lovely lady. And he shouted obscenities at me as he drove past. I've never quite forgiven him.
Okay, that is understandable.
Anyway.
Did he shout something like, "You're turning into Alan Partridge"?
He did apologise afterwards, which I thought was unnecessary. Given
you big cock.
Yes. Beep. Did that come in late? Anyway, we better get back to those awards. Duncan,
oh, yeah, the awards, yes.
First question I've written here. These aren't just any awards, are they?
No, they're the T3 Garmin Gadget Awards. They're the Oscars. They've been described as the Oscars of the technology world.
Well, they are,
and
frankly.
Who am I to argue with that? Well, they are
there's
the Oscars.
Nothing else bigger than them.
There's nothing else even in the same ballpark. There are certain other awards, but
which,
frankly,
let's face it, are just an evening in a pub.
Exactly. And their awards are more like, I don't know, it's like dog poo on your shoe
these,
compared to
these are the awards that last year Radio 1 described as the Oscars.
Yeah, right, there we are.
Of the gadget world. So I think we can defer to them on that.
Exactly. And the actual physical awards, my God, they're like huge lumps of metal that you could kill a man with.
I was slagging them off as perspex. But,
that was last year's. That was the dry run. Although they were bloody heavy as well. You could easily kill a man with one of those. But
excellent.
This one, you could kill two men.
And 54,000 people voted?
If you say so.
That sounds like a number.
We had an unbelievable number. Because last year, well, this is the thing, it's grown so quickly because last year a lot of the categories were open to be redevoted, but there weren't that many votes. Mm. You know, it was in the thousands, but it wasn't. It's growing exponentially, if that's a word. I don't know if I pronounced that properly either.
Okay, well, there's over a dozen awards, so I don't think we'll go through all of them.
No.
Because that would reveal too much. although you can, of course, go onto T3.com and have a gander at who won what.
Will you still be able to see, at this point, the live, although obviously it won't be live by that point, webcast, with the lovely Ree Morgan and the slightly less lovely Martin
Sky News. Definitely be some highlights with the lovely Ree Morgan.
And the not-so-lovely. Who is that guy from Sky News who's co-hosting?
I don't know.
Thanks, Chris.
Why do we even have him here?
My brief for today was to research the Nokia 5800, the 8500.
You stick to what you know.
Thanks, man.
But you're going to be filming it. You've got to know the guy's name.
I'm filming something different.
Oh, okay.
All right. So let's steam open a few of these envelopes. Let's start with the toy of the year.
The big one.
The big one. Let's start small and we'll make our way up. Which went to Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
quite a way to win a Sora Rock Band as well.
I don't know if Guitar Hero would be that happy about being called Toy of the Year, but I'm sure they'll have happy to have won the award.
Yeah, it's kind of sorry, this isn't going to come out right. I was going to say Adult Toy of the Year, which it's not. But toys for big people.
Yes,
well, this is all coming out wrong.
Yeah, well, Guitar Hero is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, although, like I was saying a few weeks ago, I prefer Rock Band because it's easier.
Good. There was, there always is, but four awards for Apple, which they've done pretty well again.
Yeah. The irony of that situation is that Apple weren't actually able to send anybody along because they're so busy. No, apparently they've got this thing where they can't appear on television or something.
Well, the surprise
like ninjas.
The surprise of this is that Commuter Gadget went to Apple iPhone.
Fair dues. That makes sense.
Yeah. But the other two of the other awards were for the iPod Touch.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. I think the iPod Touch is the best thing that's ever been invented.
I've always thought of it as sort of the poor cousin to the iPhone.
No, I think of it as a good cousin because the worst bits of the iPhone are its phone attributes are not that great. Its texting is not that great. The camera's rubbish. The iPod Touch doesn't have any of those things and therefore they don't irk you.
Yeah, it's like a twin. It's like having a twin brother, but one's a criminal and one isn't.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Something along those lines.
I just use a proper phone for making phone calls and texting people.
Well, you know me.
And then the iPod Touch. Yeah. Well, actually, I don't use, but I would.
If I could afford to buy an
iPod Touch, I would certainly have one.
So we may as well, since we've mentioned it, Gadget of the Year went to the Apple iPod Touch.
Exactly, and so this shows that the listenership and readership of T3.com agree with me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was surprised.
So shut your face.
I'm shutting it right now.
No, that inspires me at all. That shows the good taste and discernment of our listenership, stroke readership, stroke viewership, I suppose, these days, with all the video and that we've got online.
Good. And rounding off the Apple Awards, I'm surprised by this again. The MacBook Air Gadget Candy.
I believe that's voted for by women.
Well, there we go. Shows what they know.
Well, it's a very nice thing. I think, I don't know. I don't really know how the gadget candy category works. I think it's because obviously the MacBook Air isn't specifically aimed at women, but it does fit in a handbag or something. And it is a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. It's kind of what's inside it that irks me. But yeah, okay. There you go. Those are the four Apple awards.
Good.
Which of these would you most like to have won, Duncan?
What? Which award?
Yeah.
Or which product?
Which, well, either really.
Podcaster of the Year, wasn't it?
Podcaster of the Year. It wasn't on there. No, however, no. Green Gadget Award, Honda Civic Hybrid.
As I've mentioned before, we've got a track record of having
I was reading the explanation for this, and it sort of said, about town, the electric engine kicks in, which is all well and good. And then on the motorway, it's pure petrol.
They do reduce your carbon footprint while you're driving them. However, there's quite a lot of stuff goes into making them. Quite difficult to recycle and blah, blah, blah.
It beat off the Watson, which I own and I love dearly.
Yes, I hate it when people beat off Watson. Elementary, also, my dear Watson.
And also the rather dangerously titled Hymini Wind Charger.
Oh, dear. Dangerously charged.
Yes.
So we're beating off Watson and then reaching for a Hymini.
Oh, dear. This isn't going right. And the T-Fowl Quick Cup.
I hope we don't break the Hymini.
Home Gadget Sky HD, a worthy winner, I think.
Well, that was, pretty... I think shoo-in is the expression there, isn't it?
Yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful thing that is.
I suppose it was only a question of whether it would be the Sky Plus or Sky Plus HD.
When you've got people like Parky going on about it, you know.
Yeah, quite. He knows how to turn his on.
Okay.
So there's another double entendre for you.
There we go. They just keep on coming. Okay, and I think we'll end.
Yeah, let's.
I haven't finished that sentence. Oh, there we go. We'll end on the gadget you can't live without. This was another reader vote and another of the big ones. Duncan, do you know who this went to?
I do, but I've forgotten.
Jolly good.
Is it the N96?
This gives me the opportunity. No, it's not. It gives me the opportunity to play this.
And the winner is...
Yes, it's the TomTom Go 930.
Woo! Oh, yeah, who can live without that? Yes.
Who can live without it? It's £400 as well.
Well, I think people were voting for the TomTom Go as a range.
Yeah, I think this is basically saying sat-nav in general.
Yes.
Although this
TomTom, obviously being the finest,
is a rather polished sat-nav. It just about has everything you could ever want.
Yeah, it does pretty much do everything short of microwaving your chips. And they're probably working on a way to make it do
you
that.
You never know. The runners-up were the iPhone, so at least it didn't win something, and the Wii.
Well, that's good.
Which I suppose you can't live without.
No, well, I mean, I suppose I could, but my life would be an even darker and, more unpleasant place without it.
Okay, well, if you missed it live on Thursday night, you can catch up with all the winners and highlights on t3.com right now.
Yes, you can.
Yes, brilliant.
You can see Chris and his lovely hair.
Now, last week we tentatively predicted that Nokia would be announcing a product that hasn't even been invented, the 8500. But in fact, they launched the 5800 Express Music. Silly them.
Yes. With its 0.3 megapixel camera.
The Tube. It is Nokia's iPhone rival. And sure enough, as we predicted, the wraps were taken off in London. Now, our producer Chris Smith has had a play and joins us now. And you quite liked it, Chris.
I really liked it. I was quite excited about this phone. I don't really get that excited about phones.
Yes, you were almost bouncing off the walls with excitement.
Do you know why I was so excited? I went on like a video presenting training course the day before, and they told me to be more excited. So I think I was too excited and too gestury.
No, you were. I was... It was kind of like MTV, something like that, you know?
It was kind of like MTV, yeah, like borderline annoying.
It was Spring Break.
And the people really loved it as well, because there was a comment underneath which showed the appreciation that one particular viewer had, which is something like, why don't you get a haircut, you tool? I thought was pretty bloody harsh. I was going to put a comment saying, you leave Chris's hair alone, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bloody right, man.
Well, I liked it.
Yeah, no, it was great. Sorry. May have sounded a bit negative what I just said. Yeah. It was very good.
Okay, getting back to the phone, 3.2 megapixel cam. I think we've got that right. 8 gigabytes of storage, flash compatible.
Yeah, sure. They took a little bit of a dig at the iPhone there. When the lady came up on stage, she said, you're going to be able to use this on all of the internet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dem's fighting words.
They are.
Yeah, well, that's, of course, what Apple got spanked over the hand for trying to say.
Spanked.
Yeah. They said you could use all the internet, and of course the Advertising Standards Agency
and then
came down.
Steve Jobs or somebody came up with some
officials on them.
what was it? You said, we don't really want to have Flash. It's not really up to scratch.
Yeah.
It's not Apple standard.
It's not what consumers want. Yeah. Is usually what they say. Something like that.
Consumers want RedTube on their iPhone and their iPod Touch, and you can't get it.
Yeah.
That's what I bloody want. That's what I found out the other day.
Well, good. Excellent. Yes.
Yes, I think I read that as
other,
well.
Other pornographic services are available.
Right. Very good. Well rescued.
So it's also dubbed by Nokia as having the best mobile screen of all time.
Hmm. Yeah. It's smaller, that's a hard thing to quantify, though, isn't
it? Well, it's smaller. Yeah. It's 3.2 inches versus 3.5, but higher res.
I think that's what they're that's what they're saying, the higher res.
Does it make a difference?
You know, it's really, really nice, but then I like the screen on the iPhone as well. It's it's really, really... I couldn't really tell that much difference, but if Nokia says so, then it must be true.
What about the touchability? Because, you know, that's what makes or breaks these touchscreen phones.
Definitely. Well, I think Nokia have kind of... They've held back on the tube for a while. Because they've seen a lot of the mistakes that a lot of the other manufacturers have made with their really rubbish touchscreens. And this one's actually really good. I you know, it's really, really responsive. The menu systems are kind of logical, and it seems quite innovative as well.
Because they have taken a bit of flack for taking ages to bring this out. But you're saying that's probably a good thing.
Absolutely, man, because look at the slew of really rubbish touchscreen phones that have been out.
Well, just ask Duncan.
Yeah. Anything made by HTC for starters.
Exactly.
Well, has it got hapticness in it?
Yes.
Is that the correct way of asking that question?
Yeah, yes. It rumbles as you press the virtual keys. Mm.
Like with that new BlackBerry thing where it's got somehow forms buttons under your fingers.
Well,
through clever application of hapticness.
Speaking of that, there are now four different input methods. This is how Nokia describes them.
Use the full QWERTY keyboard for easy two-hand input, like you're used to from your home PC. You can also use the mini keyboard together with the Inbox Plectrum. Another great and convenient way to input text is utilizing the handwriting method. Take the stylus out of the side of the phone and write into the shaded box on screen. Finally, you can also bring up the simple finger input mechanic, especially handy if you're on the move.
The what? I should probably explain. So that was four methods. One was the full width keyboard. One was a tiny weeny keyboard in portrait mode, which you have to use a little plectrum for.
Uh-huh.
The other was handwriting, sort of echoing back to days of the palm and things like that. And the fourth, can you guess what that was meant to be?
Single finger input method.
It's actually just T9. That was what he was trying to say.
It makes it just sound disgusting.
Normal texting.
Make T9 sound like... Something really grotesque. That's good. Yes, it's good. They've revolutionized. It's not quite like typing on your PC at home, is it?
Probably not.
Unless your PC is absolutely tiny. Unless your PC is a ZX Spectrum that's been shrunk by a wizard. It's not really like your home PC.
Was that how the experience lived up?
No, not really. The little plectrum is quite sexy there, and it hangs off the end.
That would just be really fiddly, but you think it's quite cool. But then I suppose you're into your guitaring and things like that.
Yeah, and I got no nails or...
So do you have to sort of strum the screen to... I don't understand the plectrum-y.
You just kind of pad it as if it were a fingernail.
Oh, okay.
Kind of. And you get a stylus with it as well.
I was going to say, because stylus would be...
Stylus or plectrum.
Yeah.
I can see some sort of Guitar Hero kind of touchscreen
program
coming out.
Yeah, they did that on the DS. Like the DS one, it could be kind of like a... They could well easily put that on there. Yeah.
There you go. Get it sorted, Nokia.
Yeah. Killer app.
You were raving about the four favourite contacts on the screen, which sounds mundane, but... Excite me about this.
Well, I really liked it. I thought it was quite cool because you can get the four contacts on the screen. You get like four little pictures of each of them, and in there you can store your entire text message, email, phone conversation history with them.
So basically, your four best buddies. You have a little icon with them on the screen.
Yeah,
and that's not just as kind of a quick dial. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the quick dial aspect of it is pretty cool. Also, I think because generally the majority of the calls you probably make are to four or five of the same people, I think, anyway.
If only I knew four people.
I was going to say I only know four people, so that would be... I wouldn't actually need anything beyond that.
There we go. It's designed for you almost.
Yeah.
But it's also cool as well because you can keep in touch with their kind of like RSS feed. So if they change their Facebook status or anything, that comes up. If they upload photos on to an OV account, or you can share musical playlists with them and stuff. So
that is quite cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm liking that. What about music? That's going to be the big thing.
Yeah, well, Nokia have launched this Comes With Music service alongside the 5800. It's going to be available on a handset that comes out before that. I can't remember which one it is, but that's pretty cool. You can get unlimited downloads for, I think it's like £130 a year.
That sounds a lot. I mean, I don't know. I probably don't buy 130 tracks a year.
Oh, I do, easily. But then it depends what the tracks are, I suppose. Yeah. That's the thing that remains to be seen. But most of the sort of major labels are kind of signed tentatively being
prodded. You'd have to be a fairly hefty music eater.
I'm a very hefty music eater, so that. But I don't really like the subscription thing, because it's like...
Yeah, well, there's still some big question marks over the DRM and what exactly you'll be able to do with this music.
It's weird, because they're citing, like, you're going to be able to share it with other people. Mm. But I can't figure out how that...
Well, I'm assuming you can share it with other people who have Nokia comes with music.
Right, okay.
I mean, that's all I can guess.
Yeah.
But of course, if you then go and buy a Samsung or, you know, or an iPhone, what happens to all your music?
Well, presumably, I think Nokia are rather hoping that you don't do that. And that
clearly,
presumably
yes.
is the,
yeah,
the point
but
behind
I
it.
Think, you know, if they do try and tie people in, therein lies their doom, because people really don't enjoy that. You want to own your music, you know. So they're going to have to come up with some way in which you feel like you've bought this music. Otherwise, for 130 quid a year, I'd want more than just rental for the life of the phone.
There's a substantial number of people who only ever use Nokia phones. So for them, they'll be happy as Larry and couldn't care less about being tied in.
Since the mid-90s have never strayed. Exactly. Yeah, fair point. It's also cheaper than a certain Apple handset. It's going to be around £254 with the VAT. That's SIM-free. Versus £350 for the 8GB pay-as-you-go iPhone 3G. That's almost 100 quid difference.
Yeah, times are tough, aren't they? 100 quid is a lot of money.
It's a big difference. And presumably means on contract it's going to be, you know, they're going to give you money.
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, what is it? You know, most phones of that standard, like the Omnias and whatever of this world, come free with a contract. So
it does seem phenomenally good value for money. So, in a word, which is better?
I can't really say like yes or no to either of them, but you know, it's cheaper, it's got a better camera, the screen rivals it. So I'm not going to say it's better, but it's the best contender so far, I think.
Okay, can't say fairer than that.
Very diplomatic.
Thanks, Chris. Now, we couldn't go without mentioning some comments from Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak in The Telegraph this week.
Yeah, but it'd be Wojniak, I think, wouldn't it?
Wojniak, Wozniak, or Woz. Was for
apologies
sure.
to any Polish listeners for Dan's ignorance.
We'll get some complaints about that. The end of the iPod, Duncan?
The end of the iPod. Well, yes. Well, he said, Walkmans, nobody has them anymore, do they? That's because they listen to music on iPods. So I couldn't quite... Yeah, I mean, the iPod Classic seems to be coming towards the end of its life. The iPod Touch suggests the way it's going to go with the iPhone, more to the point.
Well, this is what he said. The iPod has sort of lived a long life at number one. Things like that, if you look back to transistor radios and Walkmans, they kind of die out after a while.
Yeah. I think that that's almost a truism. That's certainly true.
So
it doesn't mean the iPod's suddenly going
to... At some point, the iPod will be ancient.
Will be superseded by something else, Well, thanks for that, Steve. Yeah. Never would have worked that one out for myself.
Shining wisdom. It seems he's not too hot on the iPhone either, though. This is what he said about that. Consumers aren't getting all they want when companies are very proprietary and lock down their products. I'd like to write some more powerful apps than what you're allowed. A bit of a reference to Android and the T-Mobile G1 there.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I don't know. He's clearly somebody who speaks his mind, and that's fair enough. I think that's a fair point. But I mean, he's not really involved with Apple, because what would be funny, obviously, is if he was actually involved with Apple, saying, I can't understand why Apple does all this, and he's like, well, you run a bloody Apple. So,
but he's got a point.
Somebody who's been very involved with it and commenting. Slightly from the outside now, although he is sort of still involved with Apple, apparently, at some level. I think that's a fair point.
A point, though, because, you know, going back in the day, him and Steve Jobs, you know, they were mung bean-eating, kaftan-wearing hippies who were sort of the Ben and Jerry's of the technology world.
Yeah,
and here's big Steve Jobs now, you know, coming up with this proprietary thing. If you asked the Steve Jobs 20 years ago, he'd probably... bring out the Android, wouldn't he?
Well, yes, I know. But then I always say if you scratch a hippie, you find a Tory. There's no particular shock in that. It's right. I don't know. I think the way that Apple have done it is actually pretty good. And maybe some sort of power programmer type people might want to be able to do different things. But it seems to be the App Store is pretty successful, and it seems to be what a lot of people are.
But he reckons the future is the iWatch.
Yeah, thanks, Steve, again. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah. So anyway, probably a well-rendered mock-up of that in next month's T3, I'd imagine.
No idea what you're referring to.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, no time to wait for that to come out, or our artists to produce what it might look like.
That's
because
that
it's
idea buggered anyway.
End of the show. Just enough dying seconds for your quick fire reactions to this week's last word, starting with the BlackBerry Storm, Vodafone, and finally.
Yeah, yeah, it looks really good. It looks like it's a sexy BlackBerry, no longer completely contradiction in terms.
Going to be an interesting throwaway fight with the Tube and the iPhone. The LeSonic iPod Boombox, which...
Oh, that is the business, man. That is like... I saw that in Rough Trade the other day, and I took a photograph of it, sent it to our news editor and said, we have to cover this immediately.
And he did.
And we duly did.
So. Good.
Although I actually think... Yeah.
The Golfatron Supersized Golf Simulator.
No idea what that. Well, it's pretty obvious what that is from its name, but I'm not familiar.
Good.
Golfatron Supersize. Yes. That's good. If I was into golf, I'd love that.
Good. And the multicolored HTC Touch Diamonds out in France right now.
Yeah. Doesn't come in brown for some reason.
Thought you'd like that.
Perhaps it should, though.
Hey, there we go. Well, Duncan, you rank well on IQ, but have the empathy of a serial killer. Interesting. That really is all we have time for. Next week, we've got the guys from AQA in for a question answering challenge. Don't miss it. Till then,
yeah,
I've
Barbie
been
girl.
Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.